If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn. And we get to have a sleepover every night because we're married.
Yeah, we are.
You could do it even if you're not married, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But every week we invite you to stay with us, join along, whatever it's called.
Something like that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm so good. Oh, one reason that I'm so freaking good is because I'm becoming a little nerdy data gal, and I saw that we're getting a bunch of reviews.
Yeah, we are.
And
from you little cutie peepees.
At the same time that we are getting these reviews, I'm noticing that we're rising these charts. We're rising to the top of the Billboard charts.
Bop, 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 bop to the top.
Throw away your inhibition. And so I think there's a correlation. And so I would like to say thank you to everyone who is reviewing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you to the written reviews. There were so many all of a sudden. I'm just like, I really think it's helping. And we're seeing a lot of growth on our side. And it's very exciting.
So thanks, y'all.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Please keep doing it.
So we can keep up our good work.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
Hi, darling.
Sorry, there's something on my microphone. It's bugging me. How was your weekend at the wild, crazy boys bachelor party?
Do you think before we dive into that, we need to explain why there's a bunch of hot sauces in front of us for anyone watching? Okay. If you're watching
Taryn
on YouTube.
Just is stressed out. She's already sweating.
I'm so not okay.
Yeah, go ahead. You can tell him. Tell him what's up.
Basically, we're going to be doing the Hot Ones Challenge today, which we will explain later. But if you're watching on YouTube, that's why there are 10 bottles of sauce in front of us. This is probably a good one to watch on YouTube as well.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have the time.
You can watch on Spotify as well. If you're listening on Spotify, look at your phone. It's right there.
Vibes.
Not while driving or anything, though.
Okay. My weekend was crazy, y'all. As we talked about last week, I had my friend's bachelor party, 17 guys and me. And it was so fun. It wasn't as like dirty, crazy, wild.
Dirty.
Well, no, like, you know, when you think about like going to a bachelor party in Vegas. Yeah, it's like, oh,
Vegas. We both said that like that. Baby. Gross.
Slots. The slots.
Where is that from?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Oh,
did you like it?
Yeah, but it sounded so familiar.
Slots.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm so saying slots with an O, not sluts with a U.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to be slots. Super clear. No, it was like a very, it was, I would say on the scale of like a Vegas trip, I would assume this was pretty mellow.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to warn everyone. Though? I want to warn everyone about what happened on my Friday.
Yeah.
I was never a crazy party girl, right? I was never the type to go to Vegas and to like get a cabana or go to clubs or do the things.
You normally go to Vegas with your parents.
Yeah.
And have like fun dinners and gamble.
Yes. Like I spend money, but I'm not spending money recklessly, I would say.
Yeah, I guess
gambling's pretty reckless.
Yeah, but you like, you're smart about it. You're not like getting a bunch of money out, not stopping.
Right.
Also, for anyone watching, Frank is being very needy tonight, so he will be here the whole time.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah, it's conservative for Vegas, what you normally
Yeah. are. Yes. Conservative. I was a Republican in Vegas.
Oh my gosh. Stop it.
Oh, there was talk of Trump at some point. I walked into a conversation about Trump and I was like, I got to get out of here. We're having a nice time, everybody.
You're like, why are you guys trying to ruin this today? I don't want to hate you people.
So Friday, we fly in and we go straight to the Marquee Cosmo at the Cosmo, which is like a whatever.
I got text at like 10 a.m. and she was there ripping shots.
Already there. And you basically pay a minimum. You pay like, or you say you're going to hit your minimum. That's how you like reserve the, what's it called? Cabana. We paid, or our minimum was $5,000, which I know is probably terrifying to most people.
But there's 18 of you. So
it ended up being like, it was supposed to be like $450 a person.
Which is still insanity.
Insane.
But all day at the pool party, you guys didn't have massive plans for the rest trip.
Yeah.
Doable.
We were there drinking all day to, I forget what the, oh, Tom and Collins were the DJ, which was really cool because it was Cinco de Mayo and I think they're Mexican. So that was really fun.
I didn't know them prior, but I was giving them a little listen. They're really fun.
They're really fun. So the day's going great. We're having a lovely time. Your suite comes with, or your cabana comes with bottle girls, which what's your experience been with bottle girls? I feel like you've been to clubs more than I have. So you probably know what happens with a bottle girl.
They come in, they have like the bottles with the little sparkler coming off or like maybe a sign if it's someone's birthday or a bachelor party and they come in and everyone's and then they serve you. You have like your mixers there and then your bottles.
Yes.
Ready to go. And then they keep coming. They're like trying to make sure they're making you a drink, trying to get you through your alcohol as quickly as possible so that you buy more.
Yes.
Their whole job is I'm going to make you consume as much alcohol as possible because I will make more money.
And I was unaware of this. And so basically.
You were unaware of this?
I didn't realize that they make you, that they stay there the whole time. Mm. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. So it's a little like, okay, get out kind of vibes is how I felt.
You had like a assigned bottle girl.
I think we had like two.
Yeah.
So the whole time, anytime you finish your drink, they're like, what can I make you? What are you having? What are we doing? Blah, blah, blah. And they make you think that they're part of the party. Like they act like that so that it's like fun. And obviously the girls are really pretty and it's a whole thing.
And you're with like, it was 17 guys and you.
Yes.
Where normally it's like a guy group where they're like, yes, bring all of the girls over here.
In my guy group, is respectful. Most of them are married, kids, the whole vibe. But then there's also another level of respect where you don't want to be like, get out of here, girl, or like, stop. You're like also like
you're
trying to
job.
Be kind to the girl.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they weren't being like flirty because I'm sure some of them were.
Yeah.
But there's a weird line to dance. Mm-hmm. So we have to spend $5,000. The bottles are really stupidly expensive. They were like $900 for a bottle of Casamigos that you could just buy at the store for $40, but you have to do it because you have to buy bottles because you have to hit your minimum. So it's very crazy, whatever. We're all getting pretty wasted. And then one of the guys comes up to me completely belligerent and is like, hey, what do you say? I think we're going to buy one of these seahorses that Anthony will get on this and ride and everyone's going to cheer for him and it's going to be this whole thing.
I wish we could insert videos here because I don't think anyone could possibly understand what is about to happen because I couldn't when I heard about it.
And, you know, he says that him and three other guys are going to split it. They said it was like $1,700, which is ridiculous.
Insane. Okay. Oh my God, so insane.
Fast forward, Anthony gets on the seahorse. He comes around. He's wearing a mermaid outfit. It's a whole thing. Shots are flowing constantly. I forgot to say that. The girls are constantly making shots, which no one is asking for, but they're trying to get you through your bottle.
Of course.
And then we get a whole bottle of Don Julio 1914 or 1941, whatever it is, that comes with the horse.
But it doesn't come with it. You have to.
I don't know.
It was probably $1,700 to ride the seahorse.
And then
so stupid. And then the bottle was probably like $3,000.
And then there's champagne all of a sudden, which no one ordered. Where did
the champagne come
from? Like near blackout. Like
no one needs champagne.
We shouldn't be having champagne. And then there's girls, not the bottle girls, but all the girls at the party are now in our booth.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize. Cam was like, that's what they do.
It's literally what Vegas is. The boys buy the area and then they just send girls to that area and they get to drink for free and you get to have hot girls in there. But you can tell them no. That's the thing. That's where I'm like, you literally can say, nope, this is a private party. We don't want you to send strangers in here.
Yeah. I guess the boys didn't know that that was happening.
Yeah, right.
And they felt as if the girls were
probably
just coming into the box. I don't know. Whatever.
I'm calling bullshit so hard.
Fast forward, we find out that we not only went over our $5,000, we went $7,000 over.
Makes me sick.
Which means that this party was $12,000.
With like some of the most financially responsible people in the world.
$12,000 and I can't even.
What?
I like the fact that none of it is like you can keep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just gone.
It's gone. That's a
you
car.
You can't keep the memories because you guys were too blacked out. You don't even remember it.
I know, we don't have anything. So anyway.
We don't have anything. Whatever. Not even their dignity.
The next day was my pool party and I did a great job. We only went over by $6 and it was way cheaper. And
I'm so proud of you.
I literally wrangled all the boys together, babe. You would have been so proud of me. And I said, listen, you all are getting a stern talking to. Nobody's ordering. Only I'm ordering. No
one. You want a drink, you ask me.
We're not going over. You can't order things on your own. I'm the keeper here. It's my card. Don't fuck with me. Yeah. So anyway, it was a really fun trip, but I will just never be able to understand that it was $12,000.
Yeah. I'm like, what drugs did you guys buy?
None were bought. Someone did say they were on Molly, but I don't know if they were joking or.
Well.
Why? It's a weird thing to joke about. Did you have an okay weekend while I was gone?
Yeah. Spent significantly less money. I didn't order Postmates once.
That's amazing.
That's my one update. I have no updates. It was so uneventful.
That's amazing.
Except for that, I only ate food at home. I was so good.
It's just a goal for yourself you were going for?
Yeah, I was just like, we've been ordering out too much. Mm-hmm. I should cook. So I made the frozen pizza that you bought. I cooked.
It's one thing I really love about our like current role situation is that like I'm on grocery store duty and I love going to the grocery store and picking out things that I hope that you'll like.
Yeah, and you did a great job because I loved it.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of food.
Yeah, let's stop messing around. Let's get into it. So if you have not seen Hot Ones, it is a First We Feast production. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just an interview show on YouTube where the interviewer interviews celebrities while they eat wings with hot sauce on them that progressively get hotter.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to try it. They sell the little kits. I just bought it on Amazon. I'll link it if you guys want to try this as well. I infamously can handle a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Taryn infamously cannot.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how it goes. We asked you guys to send us in some spicy, pun intended, questions. We're going to ask each other questions as we try to consume these on some vegan chicken nuggies.
I'm super nervous.
Taryn's been scared all week.
Do you want to grab the nuggies?
Yeah. You ready for this?
The nuggets have been secured. I am so scared. I've been preparing my stomach all day. You're supposed to
have you been playing with these bottles?
Yeah, I'm just looking at them.
Yeah, have you? Actually, I was talking to my parents the other day, and they also love watching the show. And they were like, my dad said he read an article that before the guests go on, they like pregame it by drinking milk and mm-hmm. like coating their bodies so that they feel okay. So they were like, make sure you do that. I didn't do it at all. We have some, almond milk?
Yeah, which I actually think it's a part of dairy that is helpful. So I don't know that this is even, I didn't want to tell you that, but I do think it's like something, it's like casein or something.
I still think that like something about that's going to help coat. I don't know.
I'm already scared. We're going to ask each other questions every time. Babe, you ask me a question first because I don't think I'm going to make it very far.
Okay. This first question is so funny. You guys sent in the silliest questions. First up, we have, we gotta try it first before I ask you a question because you
I'm so scared.
Are you just gonna pour a little on my plate?
I'm gonna pour some right there.
Okay, that's good.
Oh god.
But also on the show, I believe their wings are like coated in the hot sauce. We are literally dipping our little chicken nuggies into the sauce. I'm gonna really kind of get that.
All right, this first one is the classic hot sauce, chili maple.
I'm so excited.
Oh my god.
Cheers.
This one looks cute, and I hope it's okay. I'm gonna really douse it because it's delicious. My first one. See.
We don't have napkins. Do we have napkins? Not hot, a little sweet, and delicious. So, Taryn.
I think that's spicy.
You're fucked, babe. Honey, that one is only $1,600 on the Scoville unit thing. And we go up to $638,000.
That's spicy.
Baby.
My mouth is burning.
You're so fucked.
Okay, we're fine.
Okay, Taryn Arnold Scott, first question.
Oh my God.
Would you rather be Ellen or Amber Heard?
I would rather be Ellen.
What?
Yeah, I would rather be Ellen. I think that Amber Heard, I've seen too much of Amber Heard's wild in all the cases and the stuff that I've read about her.
Oh, I thought we backtracked on Amber Heard and people were like, this was like a witch trial. We went too hard on her.
I don't know, but I feel like at least with Ellen, like you get a really cool house in Montecito.
People forgot.
People will forget. But I, not that. Okay, I don't think that that's okay. I feel like
I don't even know what all
hot.
She did. To be honest,
she was bad to her employees, I think, which is fucked up. But like,
I think I don't know enough about it. I just know she's.
Yeah, I'd be Amber Heard. I mean, no, I'd be Ellen.
Taryn cannot handle this at all. I want to eat the rest of that one, but I don't want to get full. All right, next one.
Next one. I'm so fucking scared. Okay, this one's called Banji Ranch Hot Pepper Sauce Shaquandas. It's 6 times hotter.
All right, let's do it.
You guys, I can't do this.
This one looks, is it ranch? Can I even eat this?
It.
Is it like buttermilk? Wait, honey, you got to give us more sauce than that.
No, we don't, honey. There's so much.
I mean, I'm barely going to taste it. Fuck. You gave yourself a ton of sauce.
Sorry, here's more.
I'm a saucy girl.
She's a saucy girl in a saucy world.
All right. Bon appetit.
Question for you, honey, is what motivated
less spicy than the first one?
What motivated you to start eating animals again?
Imagine I was eating like real chicken nuggets right now.
She is.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, I was vegan for like 5 years. I don't even remember how long. More than that. 6? I don't know. And now I eat fish and eggs. So I guess I'm pescatarian plus dairy free. I don't know, whatever you want to label it.
This one's better. Not as spicy.
Not spicy at all. Way less spicy.
Mm, really yummy.
Yeah, it's really good. But I'm worried that it is, in fact, ranch. But yeah, I started eating eggs because I felt like I wasn't getting enough protein. And you can absolutely get enough protein if you're vegan. But I'm a really lazy cook, eater, etc. Where I want something super easy in the morning. And then I'm like probably zoning out and forgetting to eat lunch. So I'm not good enough at feeding myself to stay vegan and be healthy. So eggs were a really easy thing to add. I also felt like that did not mess with me ethically and morally and what I believe. And then fish, to be fully transparent with y'all, I wanted to go to omakase with Taryn.
Yep.
So, and then I thought it was going to be like maybe a one and done thing. Loved it. And I just wanted to eat fish.
You should feel really happy. This is plant-based, the one we just had.
Oh, is it? Thank fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm eating ranch. I'm like sat here being like, no dairy.
So quick follow-up.
That was so good.
Do you feel bad about eating fish?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm letting my ignorance allow me to eat it, and I do need to research more and check in with myself morally. But I'm enjoying it, and I just want to right now. Like, it is selfish, and I don't care right now.
Yeah, and then remember the other night you, like, woke me up in a sweat, and you were like, I'm going to eat every animal.
I don't like the animals. Hit it on the side like
I'm
this.
I'm so scared. I don't want it to come flying out.
Hold my microphone.
I'm holding. Will you give me some? Let me hold for you, baby.
I'll give you a lot, but here you go.
Okay.
This one looks terrifying.
Okay, so we were at 6,000 Scovilles.
Now we're up to 15,000, baby.
This one's called Donas Cadejo.
I'm not buying that number 2 was 6,000, though. All right. I'll let you have a bite, get real hot, and then I'll ask you your question.
Fuck. I'm going for little dips, you guys. Like, I can't do
not hot at all.
We don't know that. Ooh, it smells hot.
I don't like that one. Also, I'm so sorry that I'm like chewing in y'all's ear. I didn't think about how gross this is. I'm going to pull the microphone away. Oh, it gets a little. That one's very vinegary.
I don't like that.
I don't like that one either.
I'm going back to the ranch.
Taryn.
Hit me.
What is the weirdest thing you've done in front of a mirror? I feel like I'm a little scared because I have no idea what you're going to say to this. Also, I'm so proud of you. You thought you were going to die by four. We're at three. You're doing great.
I kind of feel like, okay. So there's this website where you can learn about like your body.
Okay.
It's called Pornhub.
Just kidding. You're so stupid.
No, but there is a website. I forget what it's called. I've talked about it before. It's like backed by
I remember you Hermione. Talking about this. Yeah. Granger.
Whatever her name is.
The fuck is her name?
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Emma Roberts. One of them. Watson. One of the Emmas.
Watson. Okay, Watson. Roberts is...
She like started a thing that was like trying to help women understand their bodies.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And it... I'm starting to understand like how you kind of get scrambled.
Yeah.
Even though I'm it's only so, on three.
It's a smart tactic because you're distracted because you're focused on something and you're scared. Yeah. And like the heat does get to you and then you're like... All these celebrities must be giving up so much hot goss.
So anyway, there's this website where you can like learn about your body. And I, at one point, they say like one way to like get really familiar with your vagina is to look at it in a mirror and to like understand where everything is and how that makes you a better lover because you understand your body and you understand where things are and all of that.
So you got to looking?
So I got to looking.
How old were you?
Old.
Oh.
Yeah.
You had never looked at your vagina in a mirror?
No.
Wow.
You have?
Totally.
Thank you.
Like little. I'm like, it's hard to bend. Like you gotta be really flexible. So like just curious.
Yeah, no.
Get a little compact.
Mirror. I was looking.
Did you like what you saw?
No, I don't think that I don't particularly find them to be cute.
You don't think vaginas are cute?
No, I don't really think. No, is that a hot take?
Yeah, I feel like.
You think vaginas are cute?
Yeah.
I don't.
I think they're just great.
I think they're like, I sexy.
I get really worried for people who like penises because I'm like, that thing's not cute. Never cute.
I think they're sexy. I don't think they're cute.
I think they're everything.
Okay, we're going.
All right. What is this one called?
It's their own sauce.
Ooh.
It is.
Oh, the hot ones.
Yeah.
It's Los Calientes Verde. All right, 36,000, baby. Let's do it. I'm going to use the other half of this one because I can't eat all of these chicken nuggets.
It says this is where the lineup takes a turn.
Well, I just really dunked her.
It's more than twice as hot.
I'm popping it in.
My question for you.
I'm popping it in.
Pop it in. Here's your question.
It's sweet.
How do you remember our first kiss going? Walk me through it. Walk me through your...
That was not hot at all. The other one was hotter.
Walk me through our first kiss.
Our first kiss... I have a picture of it.
I have a picture of it.
I do too. You took it, but it's on my phone. I have it one on my phone.
Ooh, that smells fucking spicy.
It's not spicy. Taryn and I had just had, I guess, our first date. And we came back to my place. And I don't remember what we were doing prior. But at some point, I love how I'm answering the question and you're so flustered that you're not listening.
Sorry. Again. Keep going.
We came back to mine and somehow I was like, we were laying on the couch and somehow I was like sitting on her, straddling her.
Straddling is the word I would use.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't remember how we got there at all. And then I don't know if we talked about kissing. I don't remember, but I kissed you while I was sat on top of you and it was a really great kiss.
I actually think we kissed first. By being next to each other. And then the straddle
happened. You know what? I think you're right. Well,
that one is spicy for what it's worth.
That one's not. But that's really good. That's my favorite one so far.
Yeah.
I really like the flavoring in that one. You okay?
Did you think I was a good kisser?
I just said it was such a good kiss.
Oh.
Are you okay? You're like picking at your fingernails. You look so stressed. You're not okay.
Do you think there's a chance you only thought I was a good kisser because...
No. Whatever you're about to say, no.
Okay.
Because I... No. If you were a bad kisser, I would just be like, gonna have to train her.
Yeah.
Bummer.
I wonder if I was really putting it on.
It was a great kiss. It was a really great kiss.
How would you describe my kissing? Like, am I a tongue person?
You're really balanced. I would say sometimes there's a little too much tongue.
Oh, whoa. I was not expecting some heat coming from
you. You're really balanced. It's like really soft and sweet and gentle at first, and then like the right amount of tongue. I feel like the only critique I would have is like sometimes it's a moment where like the tongue should be pulled back for a second.
Okay.
And you'll go like, but that could just be, that could, maybe that's my fault. Maybe I'm reading it wrong.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to have probably to speak not. Back, but I would say I feel as if sometimes you could use a little more tongue.
Yeah, maybe it's that moment where it's like
we're both.
It's supposed to be an off tongue moment, and go ahead.
It's hard to know.
I think I'm doing it right. Okay, next one. Is this the next one?
Yep.
Okay, this one looked like it was gonna be my favorite because it's like an Indian hot sauce, and I love the heat in Indian food.
I'm not lying, y'all.
Not open these.
My mouth is heating up.
Is it? My nose is running a little, but my allergies have been bad. So I'm like, is it the...
No.
Oh, sorry. Jesus. I wasn't paying attention. You don't have to use it all. Okay. My issue with spicy stuff is I can really take it on the taste buds, but my body feels it later. So I'm like, is my nose running because it's really fucking spicy and I am unaware and I'm going to be dying later?
Mine is my tongue. I have a geographic tongue.
When you say that.
It's true.
I don't know why it's so funny.
It like has like marks and stuff. And I think it makes it so that spice is hotter for me.
Really? Are you just guessing? No, I know about your geographic tongue, but are you just guessing that it makes?
No, I do think that that's the thing I read one time.
All right. Well, okay. Let's go in.
This is only 3,000 more Scoville.
Yeah.
So barely any, to be fair.
You know what? I feel like I got to soak it to really... And I have a question for you.
Okay, hit me.
What should I dress up as for kinky foreplay?
Mm. Spicy?
Mm-mm. I wasn't getting like the Indian spice that I thought I was going to get. And then I got the Indian flavor and it's really good. But at first I wasn't tasting that. I was tasting more vinegary.
That is incredibly hot.
Is it?
That is incredibly hot. Oh my God.
Later?
Huh?
Am I going to feel so sick later?
Honey.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. You know what? If Hot Ones ever needs a new host because he has to also do this every time, call me up. I will say calm, cool, and collected because this is not bothering me.
That is so spicy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Well, shit.
Shit is right.
How many Scoville?
Oh no.
Wait, you didn't answer the question.
What is it, kinky?
What should I dress up as for kinky foreplay?
I just need to breathe.
No, you gotta answer. You gotta go through it.
Kinky foreplay for me, for you would be
for me, for yo. Well,
well, I really just like when you wear we put more of that one on my plate.
Sure.
I like that one.
Baby wants more
on it. And it's like creamy, so maybe it'll help.
You want just the
plant-based
ranch?
Yeah, I do.
Plant-based.
I love when you wear lingerie already. I think it's really hot.
Whoa, sorry.
Thank you.
A lot of fucking ranch.
I think it's really hot when you wear lingerie. And you and...
you and... oh my God, you just spit everywhere. Are you okay?
I feel as if...
My nose is running.
I feel as if you get really like brave too when you have lingerie on. Like
I feel like I'm like a character,
yeah,
like a superhero.
So sex honestly, superhero. There's not a lot that I think could be hotter than just you in lingerie.
You have like a specific character.
No, not a character, but if I had to pick one, I might say like perhaps you could wear like. I don't know, like a nurse or something classic, and I could just see classic. How I felt about it.
Okay, we can give that a go.
You want to try that?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay.
Y'all, I'm not making it
mushroom
much
mayhem.
That sounds good.
It does. It also has shrooms in it, so we're going to be tripping balls. Just kidding.
I'm getting like, I got, my I'll body got cold.
Oh my God, seriously?
Uh-huh.
Baby.
Baby, I don't eat hot stuff.
I need to wipe. I almost just wiped that and licked it because
I should be so proud of me.
I am shocked, amazed. This is what, number six? This is number six.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Honey, you're cruising. This is 68,000.
I think I'm going to knock out around here. Okay, my question for you.
What you got?
What's one thing I've done nonchalantly that turns you on whenever I do it?
Oh, that's really cute. Eat up, bitch.
You go. You're supposed to be answering it while literally, you're sweating.
Oh.
You do that every time.
No, there's some that I don't like. What's that reminding me of? Wow, I'm going to be so full on chicken nuggies.
I have the littlest amount on. You can barely see it.
That does not count, honey.
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 Let me be at my speed.
Anytime you make food for me.
That turns you on?
It just makes, like, it's not like, oh my God, that is just so hot. But it makes me feel so loved and cared for.
No, it turns you on. It's got to be like.
Like me feeling loved and cared for turns me on.
Oh, okay. So it like gets you hot when I cook you food.
Well, when you rub my back.
Yeah.
And like. Because I try. Just like, not just like a tickle.
Yeah. When like I like kind of grab you.
Yeah. You're like, because I'm trying to turn you on.
I'm trying so hard.
Yeah. Yeah, when you do that, well, then it's not very nonchalant. So I don't know if that counts either. Literally, when you get dressed in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Right after you put your leggings on and you like are looking for your sports bra and you're just topless and you're like not even thinking about it and like you're doing your little thing. I'm like, ooh, hubba, hubba, hubba.
Hubba loo.
Yeah. I'm very worried that my nose is running. Okay.
Honey, I had number six.
Honey, you had number seven. Hot. Oh, no. That was six. Mushroom mayhem.
Hot, but I did it.
That one was spicy. All right. This is Angry Goat Pepper Co.
This is where I'm falling off.
Dreams of Calypso, baby. Private Reserve. Super hot Caribbean style hot sauce. Ooh, it's Caribbean style.
I'm not going to like this. Pineapple and mango. I don't like either of those.
Oh, I don't like pineapple. Ooh,
I'll just dip on you. I'll just dip on yours. Please. I can't have it over
Frankie,
here.
Frankie, we're not doing treats for you, baby.
So anxious right now.
Okay. Go ahead. You want to get a dip?
You go first, please. I'll do the littlest dip.
You don't even have any on yours.
Yes, I do. And it's like makes me want to throw up, actually. How
really?
Spicy it smells.
I don't like that one. It's giving me pineapple. I don't like that one. I really dipped her. Ooh. Not spicy, but very pineapple-y.
I don't know. Okay, go.
Oh. Were your past relationships healthy?
Oh, my God.
Answer up, baby.
I'd give it like a...
Relationships.
My first.
Are you okay?
Well, it's really hot.
Why are you dipping it in a different hot sauce then?
Oh, I meant to do the ranch.
Fuck. That's not ranch. That's hot. That's like the really hot one.
I'm losing my
baby.
Okay. What was the question? Healthy.
Were your past relationships healthy?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'd say generally pretty healthy.
That is an insane, and that's incorrect. You had a relationship where you guys were both in the closet and like hooking up with other people. That's not healthy.
That one wasn't healthy. But
it's like, oh yeah, one of my okay, like
no, but really when big... people say like unhealthy and like toxic and stuff, I'm thinking way worse than what I had.
I get that, but
I'm thinking like my first relationship with a girl being tumultuous.
Yeah,
seems normal.
It's normal, but that doesn't mean it's healthy.
Yeah, totally.
It was
totally
a normal
right.
experience.
I didn't mean to say that. I think
Tara doesn't even know where she is right now.
Baby,
are you okay?
I'm so proud of myself.
Drink your milk.
Yeah, I'm so proud of myself. It's just like it's insane.
So proud of you.
And my biggest worry right now is that I'm gonna get a heart attack from doing this.
We have three left. We have Da Bomb.
I'm not going to the last one, I'll tell
Butterfly
you
Butterfly Bakery and the last dab.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say 6 out of 10 healthy.
Okay. All of them? You're just giving like
no,
a general
I'm
rating?
Saying in general.
Okay.
And that ranges from like 7 out of 10 to like 5 out of 10.
Okay.
I don't think anything was too much more healthier than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Dip.
Dip.
Good
dip,
luck. Dip. I think the bomb is supposed to be pretty bad.
I am kind of scared of this one. It's not bad, but I'm so sorry. I cannot remember to not chew with the microphone.
It's okay.
Right up on my lips. This is the most disgusting episode we've ever done. That is my least favorite kind of hot sauce, though.
Why? What's it taste like?
Just like vinegar.
Oh, I hate vinegar.
It's literally just the heat. And no, whoa, that one comes at you later.
It crept.
Oh my God, I'm hot.
Really?
Am I turning red?
A little bit. Do you think I can't do it?
No, you can do it.
Honey, if I think I need to go to the hospital, you have to take me. You have to understand that.
Eating this is not going to make you go to the hospital.
Oh my God. I think I'm tapping out.
That one gets hot.
Okay.
You have to at least try.
I'll do a little dip. My question for you while I take a dip, if you had
to... that came out of nowhere. I finished it and was like, oh, that was gross. And then it was like, boom.
It literally, it's called the bomb.
I know. Boom. I've watched it. I've seen it. I should have known.
If you had to choose a third for us,
okay,
between the following people, who would you choose?
God.
Gigi Hadid, Harry Styles, or Shane from The L Word?
Not Shane.
Wow. Easy no.
Yeah, not into it. Oh my God, that got really, that one, that is spicy. Oh my God, it just touched my eye. But I haven't been like picking up wings that are like covered.
I used the littlest bit of that sauce and it is in my throat right now.
I will admit that's spicy. Okay, I don't want Shane.
Oh my God, I'm going to freak the fuck out. That is spicy.
Okay, so I'm between Gigi and Harry. And I don't like men. But I'm just not, I don't know if I get fun in bed vibes from Gigi.
I do not. I aggressively do not.
I think I might go with Harry. Like, yeah. I want to go with Harry until I remember he's a man. And then I'm like, I don't want that.
He could love a woman.
He could be a woman. Like, he could, he gives me female energy. Yeah. And I think I could get over, and like, he doesn't, there doesn't need to be any penetration. No penetration.
No trash. Have you had a third before? Or have you had a threesome before?
Yes.
Tell me more. I'm
God,
going.
I don't know if it's a hot sauce or what.
I'm going back to the da-bomb.
Well, it's like I don't want to share other people's stories. But it was like it was like a long, long time ago with my first ever relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And another girl.
Did you have fun?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah, it was like awkward vibes. Whoa. You okay?
It's hitting.
Are you all right?
No, da bomb is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is.
And I had the smallest bit.
Yeah. I think I had a little too much. Okay. Anyways. Okay, last two. This is called taco vibes only, which makes me feel like it's not going to be hot at all. And I think I'm aggressively underestimating it.
It's 6 times hotter than the bomb.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, it looks scared. I'm just scared. There's like chunkies at the bottom of that one too.
Smell it.
My
No,
why would you smell it? That's not going to be helpful.
I'm not
for you.
Doing that.
You're not going to try it?
Nope.
Okay, I have to.
Good luck.
Do I have half a nuggie that doesn't have stuff on it? Okay, my question for you. Well, it's not even going to be hard for you. You have to do the bomb again then.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
This one might not be as bad.
Try it, honey.
Okay. If you had to pick an ex of mine to go on a date with.
Oh my God.
Who would it be? Y'all are fucked up.
It's fucked up. Are you going for the hot one? You did it.
I don't want to underestimate it.
But you're calm.
But it is not spicy at all. I also feel like now I'm prepped with spice.
Nuh-uh, Cam.
It's not doing a lot for me.
Whoa. Sorry.
Maybe there's specific. So I need to go to a doctor because I'd like to know.
Honey, that was amazing.
What type of spice affects me and not? Like, is there specific peppers that are just like, can't do it for me?
I'm going back to old sauces.
Yeah. Why are you chewing like a rabbit?
I'm just trying to get it out.
Are you going to answer the question?
Yeah, if I had to go on a date with one of your exes, I would pick Shannon because I like Shannon. Not like that, obviously, but I enjoy Shannon's company. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I have a confession.
I mean, Shannon's like the clear winner of the litter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we were closer friends moons ago. We're not, I mean, we're good now.
Already. You know
Like, we don't hang out, but we tried that one time. We tried to hang out. I'm saying crazy shit now. Anyway, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in a dating setting with her, but if I had to be with one of your exes, it would be Shannon because we would just, I think we'd have fun.
That's fair. Okay.
Are you cool with that? Yeah. Shannon, you want to go on a date? Oh, it hit my back.
Are you okay?
It just hit the back of my throat.
All right.
This is fucked up.
Okay. What's really fucked up is, I'm doing these last two alone. Honey, this is the last stab.
I thought I was going to get to half, so we should just be proud. And I keep dipping.
Yeah. Okay. I'm scared of this one because what was the other hot one was a hot ones one, right? Which one did we think was really hot? No. Wait. No. It was a... No. What was the hot one? Da Bomb?
Da Bomb. Yeah.
Wait. Then did I already do the last stab? No.
No.
Are these out of order?
No, this is right here.
Oh, you have it. You have it. That's why. Yeah. Okay. Well, now I'm really scared because.
Get to it, baby. The taco vibes did nothing for you.
Wait, which one was it? This?
I didn't see. Yeah, it looks that color. Yeah. Ooh, the back of my throat is not feeling good.
Yeah, the taco one did nothing for me. All right. Last stab.
Get it. Are you okay?
I'm sorry. I'm chewing it in the microphone.
I know. And I'm just sitting here watching you.
Oh
yeah, it's coming. Okay.
It's coming.
Last question. Do you have any regrets about your past relationships being so public?
Yes, so many. We don't have a lot of time left, so gotta go. Yeah, no, I definitely do. I think I was in a weird place in my relationship before you.
I think you need to have more last dab.
No, but I'll put it in something else.
Yeah. I keep going.
It like really comes kicking back. Yeah, I think I shouldn't have been in my last relationship. So then also sharing. The heat's going to my head. I'm getting crazy. Sharing that was a weird time.
Yeah.
Do you want my milk? God. That is, yeah, that is hitting. Yeah, so I think that was weird. And then, like, prior to that, where the relationship ended up feeling, like, more for the internet than ourselves was, like, really, I think, a weird thing to look back on and be like,
yeah,
oh, that was probably not healthy.
Yeah.
You know. My throat. yeah, I think so, I have like, a lot of regrets, but like, I don't know. I don't think being on or not being on the internet would have changed anything, but yeah, I don't know. I can't think. This is so spicy.
Wait, no, it would have changed it because then you wouldn't even have the pressures of the internet.
Yeah. For me, I don't think it would have changed how I was.
Okay.
We gotta stop.
Boy. Oh boy. Okay.
This is too spicy. I'm gonna have a plain chicken nugget. Are we done?
We did it. We surmounted the mountain, whatever he says. This camera, this camera, this camera.
Tell him
where to get the plug. Tell him where to plug your butt. Tell him where to get the butt plug.
Okay, you have to read this story today. We have a listener story. If you didn't hear last episodes, we updated you guys on two of a listener's favorite stories. My mouth is on fire.
You're doing really good. I gave up so long ago.
You sent your last two.
Okay. Listener gossip. They said no need to make this a non or change the names, which I love.
Whoa. So,
hello, Haley.
Oh, my God. I think we should change them.
Nope. I'm not. We've never gotten consent. A don't do that before. So that's why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
The subject line is, have I found my soulmate?
Let's find out.
Hi, Cammie and Taryn. Just want to start this off by saying I recently discovered your guys' podcast and I have been hooked since the first episode. I literally binged all 16 episodes in a week and I can't wait to follow along weekly now. I also told my girlfriend she had to start listening and now we always recap about the episodes together. We're really big fans. We love your love and how you so beautifully represent a healthy LGBTQ plus relationship.
I gotta be honest, I'm not listening, but it's, I think it was sweet.
It was. Can you plug in?
I'm trying.
Stay here. Stay with me. Stay with me. We just started this marriage. I'm not reaching out for advice, but I'm more so interested in hearing your thoughts on finding your soulmate at a young age. For context, I met my current partner when I was 18 and she was 20. I had recently come out to my family and friends, but knew for years prior that I was bisexual. Allie's my first female partner that I've openly dated, but I know that she's going to be my last. Oh my God. I know she isn't going to be my last. I was like, holy fuck. But I know she's going to be my last. We're entering our third year of dating and I just have never been so sure about anything in my entire life. I dated men in the past and had relations with other women, but nothing has ever been as serious as this. I'm so undoubtedly confident that this girl is my soulmate. We talk about our future together every single day, from engagement to our wedding to having kids and growing old together. We've taken some inspiration for our own wedding from your wedding episode/advice. Anyways, my question for you both is what your thoughts are on finding... I feel like I can't see. I feel like I'm losing sight. My question for you both is what your thoughts are on finding romantic soulmate, true love, etc. so young. Is it possible? Is there more life to live and love to experience before a person can confidently say they've met the one? I feel like I'm breathing fire. My partner and I are now 21 and 23. Worse? My partner and I are now 21 and 23. We are so young, but I'm going to wife that girl up within the next 5 years. Would love to hear your perspectives on this idea. P.S. This is us happily in love and drunk at a bar. We'll follow up in 2028 when we're wife and wife. Cute. And she sent a picture.
Really quick side note. I understand why during the show, when it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
Because it's getting worse.
Yeah.
I need to go.
Yeah.
I should not be here, let alone like giving my thoughts on anything. But Haley.
All that said,
is that her name?
Haley, yes.
Haley and Allie.
Oh God. She really said you don't need to be anonymous or bleep out the names. And we're like, Haley, Allie, Haley, Allie, 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 Allie.
So I think that is beautiful and amazing. I think in the past, I have probably said a lot that like, I've given advice to people typically going through a breakup of like, of course this happened. Thank God it happened. You don't want it to be your first person. So if I've ever said that and that has made you question anything, I am sorry. I think you can 1,000,000% find your person at that young age. There's a lot of people who do it.
Uh-huh.
Some people find each other and come back to each other. Some people are friends for a while. Some people get together and just stay together forever. And that's beautiful and amazing and rare, but it happens. And it's beautiful that that's happening for you guys.
Uh-huh.
I think...
Look at my hand. It's a flipper.
I just think that that's not the reality for a lot of people. So I think when I share advice, I'm typically speaking to those people who are going through their first or second big heartbreak and thinking it's the end of the world and they're never going to find somebody that they like the same way and yada, yada, yada. But if it's the right person, it works and it lasts, which is happening with you and Allie. And that is so sweet and so cute and really special. And I hope to watch you two grow together for many, many years to come.
Cute.
And that's all I can say because I was not breathing during that whole thing.
My thoughts are similar. And I also think that if you were my kid, I would have a hard time being like,
oh, hot
like,
cake.
Like I would let you and whatever, you do whatever you want. But in my heart of hearts, I would be like, I really hope that they at least take a little break at some point to like
just explore,
just see. It's not even like you have to go bang other people or do other stuff or date even. It's just like, who are you like when you're not with this person?
Yeah. I think it also depends on how healthy they are as individuals. Like, If you are together 24/7 and not experiencing who you are without that person around,
yeah,
that I think, again, when you put it in that context as a parent, I'd be a little worried. I'd be like, is your world going to just crumble if, God forbid, this doesn't work out with this person? I want to make sure you're established and a whole individual person. But that applies to anyone in any relationship at any point, no matter how many partners you've had.
Totally. And there was one guy. There was one guy at the bachelor party this weekend who is married to his high school sweetheart. They've been together for 10 years or something. And they are the sweetest couple, most right for each other. He's never, I even said, did you guys ever break up, or you guys ever take a break or anything? And he's like, yeah, we did for a while. I'm just kidding. No, I love her. Like, I don't want to be away from her. So I think I would hope that you guys would at least have that conversation of like, should we break up for a minute just to go do our own thing? Should we try a year apart? Should we try a month apart?
I don't think they need to have that conversation.
What if one of them feels it and isn't saying it? We're not talking to Allie. What if Allie's
feeling it? I know, but
it?
If they're feeling that, but they wrote in together drunk at the bar. I think if they're feeling it.
No, just Haley wrote in.
Oh, I thought she said.
She sent a picture of them drunk at the bar.
I don't know. I feel like you could cause it, like, if I were them in this relationship and I wasn't having those feelings of wanting to take a break, like, that's not on me to bring it up because you might be scared to say it. You should be in tune with yourself enough that if you're wanting that, you should share it.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like that's the thought of, like, if you are feeling that of like, damn, am I going to have regrets of not getting to explore other things? Then I think you should share that.
Well, what about this? They're listening. They both listen to every episode, so they're both listening. You guys debrief about every episode. Just check in with each other about how this conversation felt, what we're saying.
Yeah.
And if it's, oh my God, that made me 10 times more sure that I never want to be apart from you for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And I'm stoked for y'all. If it's, hey, let's like sit on it for a week and just see if that's even something we want to push ourselves to do.
Yeah.
Like, don't be scared if this spurs a thought of like, should we try this? Because it clearly is a thought because you wrote in asking about it. That's a thing. But it doesn't mean that having the thought means you want it to happen.
Yeah.
So don't be too spooked with each other about it. And I think it's not unheard of that people fall in love young and find their person, and that's fine. And also, soulmates, I've said this before, I don't believe in just one soulmate. And so you might have found one of your soulmates.
Yeah.
And that is very likely. You feel that way, and I'm happy for you. And I love that for you both.
Yeah. I think it will be more challenging for y'all because you will grow a lot within your relationship. Everyone does, no matter when you get together. But I was told by somebody that you should never get married until you're in your 30s, because you have to wait until after your Saturn return, because that's when you're like really established as a human. So you guys being in your early 20s, you're gonna change a lot. I am a completely different person now than I was at that age.
That's true.
And that doesn't mean that you guys can't grow together. It's going to take communication and understanding and giving each other space to grow when needed.
Yeah.
And I feel like anyone that I ever talked to who's been married for ages say, like, there are times where you don't vibe and it's hard and you have to like push through those times. So I feel like maybe going from now until in your 30s, there will be challenging times. Again, everyone has them. But because you guys probably will change a lot more than a couple who doesn't get together until their 30s may in their life.
Yeah.
Or you might not change at all. It might be just fully established. But that's not anything that you can know until you go through it. That Taryn's dying over here. And I'm so distracted.
Sorry. I'm just like at the point where like now it just doesn't feel good.
Oh, I'm fine again. It went away.
I just feel gross.
I'm sorry.
I don't really have stuff like that in my tummy ever.
Yeah, I get that. All right. Well, Haley, Allie, we wish you the best. Keep us posted. Hallie?
Oh, I combined their names.
Oh, I was like, I've been saying the wrong name the whole time.
I feel Hallie. Kind of sick, I think.
Okay, we should go. Don't forget to leave reviews. Send us your emails of your stories or advice questions that you have. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram to stay in the know for upcoming episodes. And our OnlyFans. Just kidding. Unless that's something y'all want to see, then.
We call it Staying Cup.
What?
Use your imagination.
Ew.
I know. I just thought it would be
funny. Hated that. Okay. Love you guys. Sweet dreams.
Love you. Thanks for staying up. Thank you again. Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' bedding is.
And he was like, wait, I have the best bedding.
He's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince. I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
The like competition of like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing. I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300. And I'm trying to be a savings girly. And I found Quince and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing. And they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said, did you know bedding.
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket yeah. is from them.
The best. Comfiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.